All right, we're on.
Okay, so this is actually a two-part request. She finished writing her essay for summarizing the chapters in the book that she was required to read for her probation. So I make a motion to approve that chapter summary as written.
So do I have a second to approving the chapter summary? Ralph seconds it. All in favor indicate. Any nays? Okay.
The second thing, so just as a summary for why she's here, she received a DUI in 2020. We kind of talked about off record some of her health concerns. She has been very compliant. She's never missed a check-in. She's been through all of her counseling. She's been and met all of her recommendations except for her employment portion. Again, health concerns, which are preventing her from doing that. Jeff, could you remind me again what your initial recommendation was?
Well, I think I would be open to, if the board wanted to recommend an extension if it needed, but I think Ralph indicated.
Years, I think, is too much, like we talked about.
Yeah. I think she would need to go before the board and make that request to extend. Is that?
Yeah.
Because yeah. When is it?
July 6th. Oh. So, I mean, I would do maybe at like, you could do a 2-month extension and meet with the board for anything.
Yeah. Further. Yeah. I'd be okay with that if the board wanted to make a recommendation to extend that out.
Bring her in July.
Okay. Or,
yeah. To August.
August, okay.
August, well, that's just August 1st. That gives her 2 months.
Should we do September and give it a full 3 just in case there's another issue with our previous meeting recommendations? Okay. So I move to extend her time frame, her 1-year time frame, for an additional 3 months beyond July. So that this will give her the time frame to come before the board and discuss her her concerns with employment, her health history, and her current employment situation.
Okay, so we have a motion to extend the work time requirement to September 1st, 2023. Do I have a second to that? Kumar seconds it. All in favor? Any nays? Okay. Louisa, do you want to talk about Stephanie?
Yes, yeah, Stephanie's applying today. She wants to end her, she wants early termination. I have been looking, why can I not find, all it says is unprofessional conduct. That's all I can find in her stip and order.
It's probably because she was on a stipulation and order prior to that one.
Okay, and I'm like, well, what kind of inappropriate action or whatever, inappropriate conduct? Are we allowed to discuss that or no?
Well, just look at what her past history is. She has missed check-ins.
Yeah.
She had a new supervisor and failed to get a MOU, which she should have been familiar with. And she
if she had a new supervisor, I mean, but it's really her fault.
But it's her responsibility to make sure the MOU gets to the supervisor, which she did not do. And she hasn't been submitting reports like she should have.
All right. So.
And also, Louisa, looking at it, because the MOU wasn't signed by the new supervisor, the employer report that has been submitted, if I read correctly, is still missing because it wasn't by the current supervisor.
And those are all things she's been doing and should have known how to continue, is what I was thinking.
All right, so deny.
I don't think she's at her point. If she's at this point, she's not doing what she's supposed to be doing. Yeah. And that's my perspective.
Do you need me to send you a report on that, Sharon? Or
yes, I would need to know why on the report.
Okay.
I have her other stipulation an order on here that goes back from 2017, and it was drug diversion.
Oh, diversion. Okay.
This stipulation order is only 3 years.
Correct. Right? Yeah.
All right. So, yeah.
She's on a 3 year. She is at the halfway point. Okay. She has been being really, I mean, you know, just talking about her really fast, she has been being very compliant. The only thing that really surprised me is this this new employee that she had at the Marion Center, she kind of dropped the ball on it. Her report has been due since the 1st of April. So even though, you know, we get new supervisors and, you know, you guys are so busy and things can fall through and not get done on time, that employer report was due on the 1st of April and she did not reach out to me at all. All she reached out to me on is, hey, I want to get off of probation. So just the accountability piece just kind of let me down on that.
Okay.
So Louisa, she's only been on for this dip in order, she's like 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
For her 3 year, correct.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, let's go ahead and deny then. Do I have to make a motion or
no?
Okay.
I mean, I could be good, Louisa, looking at it, maybe if you know, early termination, if she due to her compliance in, you know, 6 months, see how she's doing, but
yeah. Well, that's the thing, is we ask them to be compliant, right? We can only reward them if they're doing what they're supposed to be. So, okay. Correct.
All right. And I had Belinda Miller's essay. If you all recall Belinda, and this is her third essay that she submitted, and it wasn't really an essay. What she did was take the questions and just answer them very briefly. However, I don't think Belinda has is intuitive enough to know exactly how deep we wanted her to think about things, but her discussion points were touched on and she did deal with all of those different aspects and things. So I am going to make a motion that we accept Belinda Miller's essay. Do I have a second to that? Ralph seconds it. All in favor? Any nays? Okay. Belinda, bless her heart, I think she just didn't always have a keen grasp of what we were talking about, even when we were talking to her. So, Drew, can you do Clayton?
Yeah. Clayton's evaluation came in, and I was pleased with it. It was very thorough. And it was very personalized to him and came with a really good number of recommendations. And so I would move that we accept his mental health and substance use disorder evaluation. It also did state that he is fit to practice.
Okay, so we have a motion to accept the mental health substance use disorder evaluation. Do we have a second to that? Christy seconds it. All in favor?
Deborah, I just have a question on that real quick. Are we accepting the report or are we accepting the evaluation with the recommendations from the evaluation?
Recommendations with the evaluation.
Okay.
And Drew's right. There was a lot. And I hope that the therapist will also spend some time and let him look at all those recommendations. But they were very appropriate, I thought, based on what was information. So
if I can just say something really fast before you finish that, it overwhelmed me when I was typing it because I'm like, oh my goodness. So I did reach out to Clayton to make sure that he did get a copy. And I did ask him that once he has it all together, if he could send us his plan of action, so I can share that with the board and the division. So.
Okay. So we have a motion to accept the mental health substance use disorder evaluation with the fit to practice with recommendations of follow-up. We've got a second to that by Christy. All in favor indicate. Any nays? Okay. Julie, can you do Whitney?
Oh, he has his physical on the back as well.
Oh, sorry, Drew. I did see that.
Sorry. Yes, I should have mentioned that. as well. That was thorough as well. He went through, the physician went through all of Clayton's issues that he's working through. I found that acceptable as well.
Okay, so we've got a motion to accept the physical evaluation. And do I have a second to that? Chris, Louisa seconds it. All in favor? Any nays? Okay. So I think that's all for Clayton. So Julie, I think you're the last one with Whitney.
Okay. So Whitney, I think there was a physical evaluation as well. So I went through that and I make a motion to approve that fit to practice as well.
Okay, so we have a physical evaluation that's been approved. Do I have a second to that? Kumar seconds it. All in favor indicate. Any nays? Okay, passes.
Okay. And then her essay, she did a really good job on this. I thought it seemed very heartfelt. This person has been through quite a bit. I'm just looking at it again, but I feel that it was very heartfelt. She certainly hit some important points. So I make a motion to accept this essay.
Okay, do I have a second to accept the essay? Louisa seconds it. All in favor? Any nays? Okay, so those are all of our requests and approvals. So Jeff, I don't know if Mark will talk to you, but we're going to be receiving via email the revised information with regard to our hearing with Ms. Anderson. Feedback will be sent back to me with any suggestions or clarifications. And then we would hope to be able to have a quick meeting to discuss that as a group. So hopefully that'll be done in the next little while, and then we can reach out and find out a specific date. And then hearings are still scheduled in June?
Yes, it'll be the 2D hearing on June 21st and 22nd. Both will start at 9 a.m. Okay.
Okay.
And make sure you bring your own like water or reusable water. We have a water filtration system you can use. So we won't be providing the bottled water. Okay.
Okay. Jeff, just really quick before we go. We would, when we do meet again to go over the proposal from Mark, we just want to make sure that everyone who was at the original hearing is able to come so that everyone who was at the original hearing can give their feedback.
They don't have to come, Louise. They just need to be able to give their feedback.
Yeah. I think a conversation is very important as well, though.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I mean, if they can come, but.
Yeah. I think Linda and David will be willing to do what they need to.
It just, just depends on what time frame we can get it done in, because we are going to have some time limits based on the requirements that Mark has to get back to them. So does anybody else have anything they need to add? Okay. Also with the hearings, don't forget to bring your ID and come a little bit early so we can get upstairs. All right, so it is now 10:37 and our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.